Tony Webber, the former chief economist of Qantas, is with us in the studio again. Now, Tony, you've been behind the scenes in your previous life. You know what goes on when these numbers are pulled together. Is Qantas pulling all the levers it needs to turn the airline around?
Look, I think a lot of the problems they're facing is in their revenue line. It's not in their cost line. Although you have to, when you get an earnings outcome like they have today, you've got to obviously take costs out of the business. But their real issue is with the revenue line. And you know, by pursuing and continuing to pursue a domestic market share objective, and by seeing the international capacity growing at in excess of 8%, and these two things are destroying yield, it's very, very hard to get the revenue line right. So what they need to do, they need to do what Air New Zealand's done, which is to be very significantly more conservative on their capacity growth.
Now, Tony, we've just heard Alan Joyce there talking about the share price as validation in his view that he and others have made the right decisions at Qantas. Shareholders are obviously confident, but is anybody else?
Look, I don't know if the shareholders are confident. I think that the reaction by the share price is attributable to the fact that most analysts were expecting a loss of $750 million in underlying earnings, and they actually got $646 million. I think that, you know, even though the share price bumped up by 5%, it's still at an extraordinarily low level compared to where most shareholders bought. So, and most shareholders haven't received a dividend since 2009, so they've seen their capital capitulate and they haven't been paid a dividend. So I think they'd be tearing their hair out.
And Tony Webber, what do you make of the proposal to split or quarantine Qantas International in financial reporting terms out from the Qantas group? Is that a solution? Will that isolate the bad part of Qantas from the good part of Qantas, or the good part, or what we think is the good part of Qantas domestic?
Sure. Look, we've just seen Alan Joyce say that the dominant problem with the international business is excess capacity, and the fact that capacity has been growing at between 8% and 10% for some time, when it should really grow at 5%. Splitting the business up into domestic and international segments will not stop that.
Now, Tony, do you also believe that Qantas has shot itself in the foot in terms of domestic capacity in that war with Virgin, which Alan Joyce has said they're going to be easing back on?
Back in February, the CFO of Qantas, Gareth Evans, said that we're pursuing 65% market share no matter what, and that if we weren't to do that, that would be effectively flying the white flag to our competitors. 3 months later, the CEO came out and said, well, we're more than comfortable with 63%. So you've got these, you know, they've got strategy confusion. I think the pursuit of a market share is just completely wrong. What they should be doing is probably pursuing a strategy of growing yield at the CPI more so than trying to grow capacity at levels which see earnings like we've seen today.
Now, Alan Joyce has reassured us that no more jobs will go, Tony, but is that really possible given the magnitude of this loss?
Well, I think that reducing the workforce even further will be a mistake. So I agree with a strategy of not taking more labour costs out of the business, because what you've seen over the past 2 years is an immense amount of aviation smarts leaving the business. And I think that, you know, ultimately that leads to impaired decisions. And even if they cut the workforce by, you know, another 1,000 jobs, that's not going to take enough money out of the business to see their earnings pull back up again. To restore their earnings, they really need to allow demand in both the domestic and international markets grow into supply again. And that's got nothing to do with taking heads out of the business.
Well, Tony Webber, former chief economist at Qantas and also from the University of Sydney Business School, thanks for joining the world today.
My pleasure. Liz.